Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and very excited about having our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman back on the show. Gene is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. This is the 16th consecutive live 4th of July that Gene has joined me on the show. Gene is the author of so many books, that including The Words Lincoln Lived By, which is still one of my favorites in my entire library. Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy, and he is one of the smartest guys I know, even though we don't always agree on everything. He's our good friend, Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
I'm so glad to be with you. It's fun to do it, and when I'm hearing 16, I'm thinking, wow, that says a lot about you and your persistence and your keeping a show going. Not many people can say that, and I guess it says a tiny bit about me that I just keep going.
Well, no,
you're a nice guy.
You're like the Ever Ready Bunny. You're my hero, Gene. You do keep going. I mean, I'm impressed by you. Shouldn't we be impressed by America?
Yes, I am. I'm impressed. I was just sitting as we were getting ready to go on, thinking about what we'd talk about. You know, one of the things about America and the American people, we don't do everything right. I mean, look back at our history. There's some dark moments, burning witches at Salem, and often cheating Native Americans and persecuting Quakers and doing a lot of other
slavery.
Things. And, slavery, that's right, and not giving women the right to vote till much too late. We've done some things that are, I mean, we're not to be proud of. But, you know, we as a people keep trying to improve and get things right. And it's amazing how many things we have gotten right. And I think that's something to celebrate on this day. I'll just mention one specific thing and then we can go from there. Our first attempt at self-government was the Articles of Confederation. Americans don't know very much about that. They've never, but they could Google it. Articles of Confederation. Mm-hmm. That failed. And so what happened is representatives of the states met again in Philadelphia, and they began by, in order to form a more perfect union. And that was, so we keep trying to make it better, to perfect what we have. And I think that's one, we created a framework for getting better, and I celebrate that today.
Here's something, Gene, that I said in the last segment. I opened with this statement. To be sure, America has had lapses in the delivery of some of our most precious tenets. And I said, Lincoln, while he was trying to save his beloved country, made this judgment. We made the experiment, and the fruit is before us. And then I went on to say, even today, America is a work in progress. We're on a journey of understanding that has many stations along the way where new things are learned and past wrongs can be righted. We've been around long enough now, Gene, where we've made a lot of mistakes, but we also have the ability to right those. And all the things that you mentioned a minute ago, the voting, the slavery, so many of those things, we have gone about fixing those. Even if it was late, even if it seemed to take longer than it should have, we do take care of those things, don't we? We come back and fix them.
We certainly do, and I'm so glad you put it that way. He did use that word experiment. We are the greatest, boldest experiment, the biggest experiment in the history of the world at giving ordinary people a chance to govern themselves. There have been previous experiences at that. And that's the reason his great hope was expressed in at Gettysburg when he said that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. It is an experiment. It keeps on. We are part of the experiment. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be a part of it. Aren't you?
There's no question about it. And but see, this to me, this is what makes America beautiful. You and I, as individuals, we're just citizens. You and I have no, we don't have any power, but as citizens, we can actually talk together about making things better. And have some expectation of making that happen. What other country, think about other countries around the world, people have no expectation of that, right?
In many of them, you're absolutely right.
Hold on to that thought, Gene. We'll come right back with Dr. Gene Grisman after these messages. Would not want to have our 4th of July show without him. We appreciate him very much. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.